piping porridge. Here's to the biscuit tot. Here's to the java flowing like lava out of the coffee pot. Here's to the eggs and bacon. Here's to the waffles unique. And here's three rousing cheers for the best meal of the week. For it's Sunday morning, breakfast time, the time all men adore.
Hi, I'm John Jackson.
And I'm Greg Patton.
And we're the Food Guys. I've been a little concerned lately, Greg. I'm a jam fan. Oh. Love jams. But, you know, I have type 2 diabetes, so I have to be careful. I can't eat very much jam. Nonetheless, you know, I can still have some. Mm-hmm. I don't have to deprive myself of it totally. But now I'm looking at the jam jars, if I'm buying this instead of the jams that I make myself, which I know have no added sugar. But if you're buying them in the market, one place or another, you look at the label and it might be a little elating to see that here's a jam, maybe it's a cherry jam, that has only 5 grams of sugar per serving.
Per serving.
Mm-hmm.
5 grams of sugar translates to 20 calories. And what is the serving size?
The serving size is typically on these jam jar labels, 1 tablespoon. Now, a tablespoon, this is the thing that kind of got me, because some of these tablespoons says tablespoons, and then in parentheses it says 15 grams, or okay, it might say 20 grams. Now, that seems like a striking disparity.
That's a huge difference.
Yeah. 15 grams and 20 grams? I mean, what, is it just because the cherries are heavier in one than in the other, or what is it? You know, I don't get it.
I think a lot has to do with the lack of standardization. Mm-hmm. And how big a tablespoon is, because Cook's Illustrated magazine has done studies on the accuracy of teaspoon and tablespoon measurements and cup measurements, and they found huge variations depending upon the manufacturer.
Significant.
And also in liquid measures as well.
Liquid measures.
The cup measures that measure liquid.
Yeah.
I don't know what to say. If they give you a weight, then that will tell you what you can expect in terms of the calories. So if they say 1 tablespoon, parenthesis, 15 grams, mm-hmm, if you have a scale, and I implore all our listeners to get a scale.
Get a little
and
scale.
Weigh everything when you're doing baking. It's really much more important to have a scale than it is to have a cup. There are many scales now, practically all of them, that you can switch over to a gram or kilogram measurement. So this will tell you what 15 grams looks like.
Mm-hmm.
And then you don't have to worry about whether your tablespoon measure is measuring 15 grams or 20 grams.
Yeah.
But once you have the scale, you can test that out.
That can be significant for somebody who has diabetes. They're adding a certain amount of allowable sugar, let us say, to their mm-hmm diet. 5 grams. Most people who have type 2 diabetes can take on 5 grams of sugar at a serving. But here's the thing. It says a tablespoon. And so you can blithely say, well, you know, I'm only using a teaspoon.
But what kind of a teaspoon are you using? You see, the information on the jar is really for standardized measuring spoons. Now, if you're just reaching into your silverware drawer and
that's
you're pulling out a teaspoon, that is not the same as a teaspoon from a measuring set of teaspoons.
But Greg, how can this be? They both are spelled exactly the same. Teaspoon, you know? But you're right. You and I measured some of these things
the other day. We did. And if you take just a regular teaspoon, not a measuring teaspoon, regular teaspoon, and you go and measure a teaspoon of jam, what are you going to do? It's going to be overflowing.
Yes.
And if you actually measured that, it would come closer to a measuring tablespoon.
Exactly. I'd say the typical teaspoon in your silver drawer is going to be very close to a tablespoon by the time you scoop out a heaping
teaspoon of jam,
serving of jam, and put it on your toast.
Right.
You're probably getting pretty close to a tablespoon. Now, here's the other thing. This is something over which we don't have any control. Common sense will help us deal with this other one. Just remember, folks, when you're dishing out teaspoons, how much can we trust what that label says? I have no idea who is responsible for making sure that manufacturers aren't lying about whether or not there are actually 5 grams of sugar in each tablespoonful
or
of their serving.
Each teaspoonful.
Or, yeah, or whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever the measurement is said. if it says 5 grams of sugar, I don't believe for a second that there's some agency that's carefully screening all of these products that are being placed upon the shelves of your grocery store. So you have to think about that, folks. For one thing, taste it. If it tastes awfully sweet,
then
you know
less.
That's not 5 grams of sugar.
No, and use less.
Yeah, you've got to use less. What I think we're going to have to boil it down to is that when you're looking at these measurements as they're given, unlabeled, the serving size and so forth. First of all, be aware what the actual serving size is listed as. Sometimes it can surprise you. If you look closely, they might say a serving size is 2 tablespoons full.
Or let's move away from jam for a minute and just go to a can of beans, for example, or a canned chili.
Sure.
And you look at the nutrition information and you might see 300. Okay, that's per serving. And then you look and see how many servings per container. And it may be 2.5.
Yeah.
So if it's 300 calories per serving and you plan on eating that whole can, you have to multiply the 300 calories by 2.5.
Yeah, those kinds of things are... I'm glad we've got the labels, first of all. Because once upon a time, we didn't have the labels. And there are plenty of people in government and who aspire to be in government who don't want us to have any labels at all because it smacks of regulation. You know, things have to be regulated, particularly if we have the various afflictions that inevitably come to us with age.
Yeah.
We're all hoping that we'll be of an age at some point when it'll be important. Also, we hope that you'll agree to come back next week for
The Food Guys. Dum 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 d